For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. Nashville author Ann Patchett has written a half-dozen award-winning best-selling novels so far in her nearly quarter-century career, including Bel Canto and State of Wonder, as well as works of nonfiction, essays, and magazine articles. But that alone wasn't what landed her on this year's Time magazine list of the 100 most influential people. As Joe Corcoran reports, at a time when most people would be looking to take it a little easy, Ann Patchett started off on a new adventure blending art with commerce.
Unbelievable.
Actually, it's a pretty typical Thursday afternoon at Nashville's Parnassus Bookstore. Little kids are looking at books behind a hand-carved Parthenon. A Pulitzer Prize-winning best-selling author is in the back autographing his latest novel. A staff member is walking around with her pet dog slung across her chest, and through it all, or above it all, walks a placidly smiling Ann Patchett. Just over 5 feet tall, sunglasses on the top of her head, and ready for anything.
I'm now a retailer. I am a famous retailer. I mean, I keep saying all these years I've made this product, the book. And now that I have made the store that sells the product, fame, unbelievable fame, yeah.
Along with co-founder Karen Hayes, Patchett opened Parnassus last November, just before Thanksgiving. Not because she necessarily wanted to hear her tell it, but because she had to. Two big box chains, Joseph Kidd and Borders, had just closed, both corporate-level decisions, even though they were profitable. Barnes & Noble was still around, but that was a half hour out of town. Nashville itself, the Athens of the South, was left without a bookstore.
It was not my dream to open a bookstore. I really sat around and hoped that someone else would do it, and no one else did.
And Patchett thought if two 30,000-square-foot stores could make money, they probably could, too.
So it didn't seem like rocket science that if 60,000 square feet of retail space closed, it could be replaced with 2,500 square feet of retail space and you'd do okay.
That's right, just 2,500 square feet, and they're doing better than okay. You really have to want to get to Parnassus to find it set in a strip mall next to a paint store off of one of Nashville's main roads, but almost since day one, people flocked to it and still are.
I mean, I basically am living here right now, but I feel like this is a baby right now. You have to spend that much time with your baby the first year.
That's co-founder Karen Hayes. After more than 20 years as a publisher's rep selling books to the chains in Nashville, she said she was looking forward to what she was going to do next. Neither one knew it at the time, but both she and Ann Patchett came up with the idea of a small independent bookstore at the same time.
I did not know Ann before all of this. She had thought about, I found out later, opening a store, but a friend had talked her out of it because she has a full-time job and it takes a lot of your time to run a store. So I started talking to different people, and Ann was one of the people that I set up a conversation with. We had lunch together, and she just really loved the idea. So she said, we should just do it together. But I think the model of the future is going to be more the neighborhood, back to the neighborhood bookstore that we used to have that fits the community.
Those are words that keep popping up a lot when people talk about the Parnassus bookstore: independent, neighborhood, community. Again, Ann Patchett.
I'm not behind the cash register. I'm in the store a lot, actually. But I've found over time that my role has been more as the spokesperson for independent bookstores all over the country. And was not, you talk about a job I didn't know I was applying for, but that seems to be what I've really become. And I think all of a sudden people woke up in their communities and said, wait, I really miss being able to go to a bookstore. I miss the events. I miss meeting authors. I miss story hour and a place to bring my kids and a place to hang out. And the bookstore that I really wanted to replicate was the bookstore that I went to as a child, which was called Mills here in Nashville. And it was probably half this size or less. And they only sold books. And it was full of smart people who worked there. And they remembered you, and they remembered what you liked to read, and they were always ready to recommend a book. And that is our strength.
Both Patchett and Karen Hayes say Parnassus is doing very well financially, as are a lot of independent bookstores across the country. On her book tours, Ann Patchett says she hears store owners tell her sales and profits are up and they're doing better than expected, just like in Nashville. Nikki Castle, she's the staff member mentioned before, carrying her dog around in a sling across her shoulders, is the events and marketing manager for Parnassus.
We are a very busy bookstore. It's been a really neat experience watching Nashville suddenly become a literary destination for authors. And when Anne decided to open this store, we found that authors, big name authors on tour, actually wanted to come stop through Nashville because they so believe in what she's doing with this bookstore.
One of those big name authors is novelist Richard Ford. Remember the author mentioned earlier signing books in the back room? He's on a national book tour now supporting his new novel, Canada.
Over the course of my writing life, I write novels that have not been bestsellers until just now. I've been kept alive principally through hand-to-hand, which is to say people hand-selling my books in independent bookstores. And independent booksellers seem to serve a neighborhood. They take on the personality to some extent of their clientele. And it's a very personal relationship that one has with an independent bookstore. People write books, and if they don't find a readership, it's a tree falling in the forest, really.
But not if Anne Patchett can help it.
I think so often in the march of progress, when we lose something, we don't get it back. When we lose our record store, we don't get it back. When we lose our independent pharmacy that makes banana splits, we don't get it back. We lost our bookstore, and we did get it back. And I think people are so heartened by that, and they take it really seriously. And the only reason this is working is because the community supports us. And I'll tell you another thing that has amazed me about this store is that people come in here all the time, and this is their destination. They have traveled to see this store. They are on a family vacation, and they drove to Nashville, and this was their first stop. Because people are so excited by the idea of an independent bookstore.
People like Lara McClintock. She had her mother visiting her from Jacksonville, Florida, and was thinking of places to take her.
When I was looking for places to take Mom, that I was looking for some ideas, I posted on Facebook. A friend from Canada, who didn't realize I already knew about this place, said, "Go to Parnassus." And I'm like, okay. So yeah, this place is already getting an international reputation, and it hasn't been open for a full year yet. I just bought Mom a local novel that's autographed, and so she'll be able to read that on the way home.
Ma'am, is there any place like this in Jacksonville?
Not that I know of, no. I don't think there is, and it would be nice if we had one, you know, like this. Okay, you come in here, you come for a book. You know, that's it.
Now, they've talked about it, but right now they have no plans to expand Parnassus or open another one. They want to keep it small, personal, and intimate, kind of like reading a good book. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran.